Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. I am so excited to be here with you today. Today, we're going to talk about how it's actually time for you to believe in you. We're going to dive into this, not to be judgmental, but in a way that gives you a loving nudge. So our goal today is to show you just how worthy you are. How did I end up here talking to you about believing in yourself? I believe in myself, in what I can accomplish and the mark I have the ability to make on this earth. But it wasn't always like that. I didn't believe in myself until recently. And the things that I did believe about myself weren't nice at all, like at all. I believed that I was a waste of space and air. I didn't deserve to be happy, and that I was a mistake. How harsh is that? Like, really? Whenever someone would compliment me, I would get really uncomfortable, like, you know, squirmy in your seat, like, oh, gee, and get really suspicious about what they were after. I couldn't receive the compliment because I didn't believe I was worthy. I didn't think that anything I accomplished was really all that great. It wasn't until I saw the list of things that I have overcome and accomplished that I started to realize that I am strong. I am resilient. I am smart. I am a badass. And the things that I do are amazing. So in the past year, remember I said recently, in the past year, I stopped speaking negativity over myself. And what I accomplish, and now I choose to speak life. I speak hope, and I am my own cheerleader. Last week, I gave you the first puzzle piece for transitioning your belief in yourself. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that first episode. Today, I'm going to give you the puzzle piece for the second step. Okay, so today we're talking about the second step. Last week, we talked about the first. And you're going to have the opportunity to take this further if you'd like. If you're tired, like really tired, of feeling like your childhood is following you around like a dark cloud hanging over your head, my friend, you are in the right place. Today, as I said, we're going to give you a glimpse into how you can transform those beliefs that you identified last week and turn them around for your good. And stay tuned till the end of this episode to get another piece of the puzzle for stepping into your mamahood with fierceness and confidence. So when you were a child, you were given a blueprint of sorts. And over time, you adopted that way of thinking as your own, and your brain made pathways to keep you in that loop. So today, what I really want to talk about is how you have three key parts of your brain. And we're really going to dive into understanding those three key parts of your brain so that you can create the change that you are desiring without hitting a brick wall. Sound good? Okay. So the first part of your brain is your brainstem. And we're going to refer to this as your critter brain. This is like your caveman brain. And its biggest concern is that there is no change. Okay, no change. Everything must remain the same. Okay. The second part of your brain is the limbic system. This is the peacekeeper in your brain, and its biggest concern is feeling safe. So what happens is your critter brain will alert, like, there's change coming, there's change coming, there's change coming, and your limbic system will feel threatened and will work with the third part of your brain to stop that change. So the third part of your brain is the cortex. This is the human brain. It's very logical. And it creates meaning out of the emotions that come from the limbic system. Okay, so your limbic system is the emotion center. And your cortex makes sense of those emotions and gives meaning to them. So the challenge with what we are doing in transforming your beliefs about yourself is that it's going to alert your critter brain, because hello, it's change. So how do we override this and prevent your critter brain from hijacking your hard work and acting as a brick wall? Well, we have to do this in such a way that your critter brain doesn't feel unsafe and your limbic system can create positive and uplifting emotions to associate with believing in yourself. Okay, there has to be an emotional connection. This is why I am walking you through this process only one step at a time. Okay, small steps over time will get you the desired results that you want without your critter brain saying, whoa, change, I can't do this, I'm gonna die. And then your cortex or your limbic system rather, saying, okay, we're scared or we're frustrated or we're overwhelmed. And then your cortex is saying, okay, we're overwhelmed. We're just going to stop. We're just going to stop. That's not a good idea. And we're not going to do that. Okay. So we are working in a way that we're going to get green lights across the field. Okay, from all three brains. Now, let's dive into how you take the list you created with the beliefs you have about yourself and how you transform them into life speaking and uplifting. You're going to ponder each belief, and you are going to search your life for tangible evidence that belief is true. And if you can't find evidence and the belief turns out to be false, you're going to reframe it so that the statement is a life-giving statement. If you find evidence for a belief and it's negatively worded, okay, you're going to reframe them as well. So anything that does not speak life on your list, you're going to reframe it in a way that it uplifts and speaks life. Okay, so for me, what I had to do, one of the beliefs that I had to reframe was I'm stupid, because I'm not. I'm not stupid. That's a false belief, and it's not true. So what I had to do was I had to reframe that belief gradually, and we're going to talk about the stair steps in another episode, the stair steps to transforming your beliefs. Because if you go from I am stupid believing that to I'm a genius, your brain is going to go, no, that's a lie. You're not a genius. You're not. So, and that is not helpful. So we need to gradually change your beliefs. So I am stupid can become I am learning new skills. I am learning new skills can become I am learning the things that I need to know to move forward. Okay. And it just keeps progressing until you get to I am smart or something of that. I'm intelligent or I know what I need to know, or, you know, something of that variety. Now, again, I'm going to remind you that this process, this activity requires you to release all judgment of the things that come to mind, the things that come up, thoughts of this is stupid, this won't work, or whatever else is trying to tempt you from changing, attempt to keep you from changing, rather. Now, be aware that these judgmental thoughts are your critter brain trying to derail you. So be aware of that. So that's really it in a nutshell. That is step two. Reframe what you believe from life sucking to life giving. You can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do this. All you need to do is make a decision and commit to it. Envision what your life will look like. How will you feel? Who will you be when you step into your mamahood with fierceness and confidence? How will you show up for your kids? How will you show up for yourself? How will you show up in your job, whatever that is? How will you show up in public, you know, just doing the mom things, buying groceries, taking kids here and there, running errands, doing this and that? How will it change how you show up? What emotion will you feel? What emotion do you want to feel? Do you want to feel happy, like genuinely happy all of the time? Do you want to feel joy? Do you want to feel so much love that nothing can bring you down? If you are ready to commit to stepping into your mamahood with fierceness and confidence, if you are ready to commit to making new choices and behavior patterns for your family, if you are ready to finally, finally believe in yourself wholeheartedly, but then you sit there and you're thinking, I don't have all of the steps. My friend, that is okay. It's okay not to know all of the steps right out of the gate. It's okay. I'm here. My hand is open to you. I'm ready to grab your hand and guide you through this process. You don't have to do it alone. If you are ready to do this thing and you're committing to doing step, you've done step one, you're doing step two, and you would like some more guidance, I'm inviting you to join me on a fierce, confident mama breakthrough session. The fierce, confident mama breakthrough session is approximately a 45-minute conversation where we'll take a close look, like a magnifying glass, to look at where you are. We'll discover where you want to be instead, and we'll zero in on what's holding you back with the purpose of creating you an action plan for metamorphosizing your life and you into a fierce, confident mama. Invest 45 minutes of your time, and I guarantee that you'll walk away with at least one major light bulb moment about how to break the chains holding you back and create the life of your dreams. you know that this life has so much more to give you than struggle. You know it, and I know it. So it's time to claim it. You can do this. If you got something out of this episode, please share it with a friend who can also get something out of it. And do not forget to hit that subscribe button so that you know when new episodes go live every week. Friend, you got this. You are going to conquer this. I believe in you. Go kick ass.